what do you guys think? So, Marvell, that's going to be your last name, right?
Yeah.
And you can do another first name while you're here. Jason Marvell, he's led the team. This is two to Drake relays.
He's a, this is for fall and spring. It's a total average, but average for the whole year.
74.8.
Number two is Mark Tatum, 75.4.
Number three is Jason Darwin, 78.2.
Number four is the freshman.
I don't know his name. You have to find it.
78. That's the one that was just in here.
Oh, okay.
78.4. And fifth is Trent Robinette, 79.2. And sixth is Pat Dunphy, 79.6. And that's getting close to 80. And I don't mention any more because the rest of them are over. You know, that's, those are our top six most all the tournaments anyway. Matter of fact, those are the ones that represent me in all the tournaments this year.
All right.
I did take some twice in two different tournaments, some of the other guys, but these are the ones that paid for the varsity I caught.
Okay. What were your top tournaments this year? Or actually, I guess either this spring or this
schedule.
Well,
I'll take the spring first.
Okay.
Pizza Hut Invitational finished fourth,
and that is out of, you can look this up, I don't have a number here, but 12 or 14 teams down there. And that was in February, where we hadn't had a lot of practice, and we were called the Snowbirds. Otherwise, we played a lot of southern schools down there that had been playing all winter. We finished fourth, and I thought that was pretty darn good. Louisiana Tech won it. By the way, your U-News has all these scores in there.
Okay.
I don't have it written down here for you, but...
Okay.
And one of your U-News has got all the tournaments that we had.
Okay, we did.
Yep.
We have all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And then the spring and the fall, too.
And the fall.
You did a lot of... Smith did.
I don't know where all them are at. I don't know where they put all that. I guess I'll try to dig it. Would they have it over there in the athletic department? Could they dig up maybe just a...
Chad would have all the results of all of our tournaments if you need that.
Yeah, I'll probably get that.
That's what I give to him. He keeps all that for me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably do that. Okay.
Then we went to... the Boatman Bank Invitational down at Cape Girardeau. And here's our trophy.
Great.
This is, of course, all Division One, and
that was a good tournament for us.
And once again, Chad has all the, if you want, Marvell, he was like seventh in the tournament, and he made all tournament team, and Tatum was right up there, too. Or Donovan, I think Donovan finished ahead of Tatum on that one.
So the best tournament this year, what do you think it was? Was it the Pizza Hut or Thumbnails?
Well, of course, I think the Pizza Hut finished that low number fourth.
Yeah.
And at that time of the year with all those southern schools, that was the best. But getting a trophy also at the Bowman's Bank in Southeast Missouri that was third place.
Now, Southeast Missouri was in the fall, and then they wouldn't invite you back in the spring, right?
No. Southwest Missouri was, they got one just in the spring.
Oh, South, okay, you said Southwest.
Yeah, not Southeast, no.
Okay.
No, Southeast, we were in the fall and the spring.
Mm-hmm. Finished third out of how many teams in Southwest?
14.
Who would you say was the MVP of this team this year, if you had to pick one?
Marvelli.
Why?
Well, he was number one. He finished in one more to go. Out of the 10 tournaments so far, half the time he's been in the top 10. And Mark Tatum and Donovan have been, about half of that.
The rookie of the year, would it be the gentleman who was named before?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We didn't have that bad a golf team to come in there and play that much.
Yeah.
He'll be called the rookie of the year, definitely. The freshman.
How's his team stack up against teams in the past?
Number two.
Okay.
Number two, they didn't. The best team I had was 87, 88, 89.
Not 86. When do we start Division One? Do you know?
87.
So it was 87, 88.
Yeah, 87. Okay.
Okay.
First year.
Kind of trophies. I think it was Pete Sauer came in at first year, and that was our best year. It was 80. Actually, it was 87, 88, 88, 89. It was all the same group of guys I had, okay?
Yeah.
Those 2 years was the best team. That's why I was trying to get these guys to beat. I mean, that was our goal, to be better than those guys. Well, they didn't quite make it. And also, while you're doing a wrap-up, two of those guys, Pete Fowler, S-A-U-E-R, was our number one man, and Matt Lowe, L-O-W-E, dental student. Those two made they were similar to, say, Marvelli. They made a lot of the all-tournament teams that year. And Pasala was medalist of tournament. By the way, Jason was medalist of, he was medalist of Nebraska tournament. Jason Marvelli, last fall. And we got a trophy.
Here. All right.
Championship. So see, that was something else in the fall. The Nebraska wrestling tournament that we won, we were the university division champions. They had a college champion, they had a division one. So we won that division university championship. Yeah. And Marvelli was a medalist.
Okay.
But I don't know what his scores were, but once again, Chad would have that.
I don't have all that.
But that Pete Sauer was medalist a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe he was, let's see. He was medalist three times in those 2 years, and Matt Lowe was medalist twice of tournaments, okay, these tournaments. Now, what we did that year, if you want to make a little story out of it, we beat, for the first time, the University of Missouri golf team. That bunch of 87, 88, 88, 89, we won the Missouri Intercollegiate Golf Championship in Missouri, Southwest Missouri State. St. Louis Southeast was in it. Who else was Division I of the state? But also Wichita State and Illinois University. They had teams that were outside, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we won that thing. As a matter of fact, he put the trophy up, I noticed. He's not the trophy keys anymore. It's up on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're
by the Chad's office.
Yeah.
Huh. So that's the one right there. And Sauer and Matt Rowe were all tournament, I think it says.
Oh, they are.
That tournament, yeah. See, all tournaments, usually those tournaments are top 10 golfers in all the schools, and it's an all tournament team. Now, also those two same guys, Pete Sides, they had two good golfers there. And those two, I hate to say it, but Marvelli and Tatum are not, they were seniors. Yeah. They're not as good as these. They did better. They just did better. They're better golfers.
You're right.
Sauer and Lowe were better golfers. Yeah, they just, they were just better breed. So maybe they were better shooters. They were score averages were. So what, we got 74-8 and 75-4, they were 72, Sauer was like 72-5, I would say, and somewhere in the 70, and Lowe was 73, and he didn't practice much.
So you say Sauer and Lowe were the best you've ever had?
Sauer's the best I've had. He's the only one I've had that I could say could play on a PGA Tour, but that's another story what happened to him. He liked partying and girls too much, that way.
That's
I couldn't convince him.
That's a problem.
But those two, what I'm about to say, those two, when they went to the Drake Relays, there's the last time any of my golfers have got watches.
Oh,
the top 10 up there get a real good Drake Relays. There's a big track meet up there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have golf and then women's softball.
Right.
Tennis, I think they're up there in the other sports.
Mm-hmm.
They give. Oh, look at it. Right there. The old coach, what I got last year, right left your hand.
Oh, yeah. What was that for? Just
that's where it's outstanding contribution to
the
golf.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really a big award they don't get every year.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
and they're about to watch it, huh? I bet that was. Do they ever give out rings for these tournaments, maybe?
No. Rings. They get medals and.
Any nice medals?
Yeah. I don't have any. I used to have some other problems. They haven't got all my stuff moved yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they get nice trophies and medals. Well, but this watch, anyway. That was 1989,
mm-hmm.
was the last year that any of my guys have ever got a watch up there. Mm-hmm. I've had some tie, and they lose a playoff, and they don't get in the playoff. Top 10.
That's great.
So I'm hoping that
this year. Now, when is this going to be?
This is going to be next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
That's next week. That's it for you.
The following year,
of course, we've got conference.
Okay.
And we beat two conference schools last week, Western Illinois and Eastern Illinois.
Right.
And they're the conference. So that's a good sign for us. They said, Joey, that we have a real good chance of possibly, Troy State's real good, and there's one other Eastern school, Central Connecticut.
Yeah.
But they have a pretty good golf team. Of course, Western Illinois and Eastern Illinois is pretty good. And we have a chance, I'm recruiting right now.
Yeah.
I think I signed a kid from a community college just this morning.
Right.
His mother's going to call me back. Kansas Community College over here, Eric Reisner.
Yeah.
And he's the number one man, and they have one of the best teams in the Midwest in community colleges. So if I get him, I gotta fill up Tatum's and Marbelli's spot, because I've got the rest of those guys are all back. Gabe, Garland will be a senior, Dumpy will be a senior, the freshman, and I got Robin Aaron, the junior. He'll be a senior next year. There's one other guy, the one I do call a rookie, you might mention. We have two people in the background that possibly could make this while I'm thinking about it. Did you get all the information on the Drake Mule?
Now,
watches? You know,
I got all that down. This tournament, you're going to take the top two seniors, Marbelli and Tatum.
Automatically.
And then you're going to take one more, three more.
Three more.
Out of seven. Okay, so there's 10 all together, and there's three more.
Well, it should be just two. This Mike, this walk-on, he can't qualify. I don't let the walk-ons go, and he's not that good.
Right.
He just fills out our 10th spot.
Okay.
But I would hate to not mention guys that have a chance to help us next year.
Mm-hmm.
And their names are Andy Edwards, who I call the rookie. He's a sophomore. Played a little last year as a freshman. And Bill Moffitt will be a senior next year. It just depends on how, they could help us if they really put a lot of effort in their game during the summer.
And they played this year.
Actually, Moffitt played in one tournament, and Andy Edwards, he's played in four.
Okay.
So he played in some, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So he mentioned their names, too.
All right. What was the best/worst part of this year?
Well, last week was the worst disappointment. Which one did I mention? Another one for you, though. As a matter of fact, I'll put that, even though we didn't get a trophy, that's going to be my best.
What was last week?
Last week was Bradley. We finished, 12? 20 schools, and that is the bottom half. And I don't like my golf teams to finish in the bottom half of anything. That's, to me, is last, getting close to last place. I believe that we should be in the top half of the tournaments we go to. Which brings us to the best thing you just asked. Kansas University Relays. We got invited for the first time. That's where this incident happened down there at Southwest Missouri State was playing there too.
Uh-huh.
It was telling me about that. We think maybe he got mad at Tatum, and he didn't invite us to there because of that incident happened. We got for the first Kansas Invitational. Is a big down at Alamar Country Club down there. You know, it's a real great tournament.
Yeah.
I never got invited to it before.
Yeah.
So we showed some respect, and they did invite us this year.
Okay.
We didn't get a trophy, but we finished in the top half. We finished ninth, and at what, 20? And we beat Missouri University. By the way, the freshman, this is a notation for you. The freshman who finished second in the state his senior year, Granny went to Grandview, finished number two in the state, medalist. The guy that beat him was from Rockers High School.
Yeah.
Bart Rooney.
Yeah.
He won it.
Oh, really?
He went to MU, Columbia.
Wow.
And he's playing on their golf team, and the freshman beat their freshman down at the Kansas Invitational, too. All right? You see what I'm talking about? They finished one and two in the state.
Right.
But the college right now, our freshman is better than their freshman.
Wow.
So I think that's kind of neat. That's a good positive thing for us. And the other thing is we beat Missouri, okay, we beat Nebraska, Southern Florida, Southwest Missouri State, Memphis State. Those are schools I'm talking, well, you know, not St. Louis isn't that good, but those other ones are
pretty good golf schools.
And I say St. Louis University.
Yeah.
Those are schools we do. That was a big,
that was our, the positive thing you said, or the good thing, and the bad thing.
Now that happened, that was in the fall?
That was in the fall.
That was in the Kansas in the fall. Alright.
And in the spring would be, the pizza had more so than the trophy.
Right.
We'd be finishing fourth down there.
Right.
I fourth, that, somewhere, I don't know, but
fourth off, it could have been fifth there, man. We could have been tied for fourth.
Yeah. So you're only going to lose Marvell and Tatum next year, and you're going to get everybody else back.
I'm everybody else back. Plus, I'm looking for I got two freshmen interested. I'm waiting to see how they do. One from St. Joe Central. They were state champions last year in state. And we have a kid Bears interested. And then we have one from Lee Summit that we're looking at. And then there's two community college. One of them is Eric Reisner.
Yeah.
And the other one is Robert O'Brien.
Where is he from?
Keith Early.
Okay.
Johnson County Community College. Keith Early.
Who do you think is going to be the top players next year? Who will be on the top four?
Well, all of them I just mentioned.
Plus these recruits I'm going to bring in.
Okay.
And they're all going to be fighting.
I won't say who's going to be. Some ones that worked the hardest this summer on their
only their
on their really on a short game.
That's the short game means pitching,
chipping, and putting.
That and next thing, Joey, is
keeping the ball in the fairway
or keeping the ball in play.
Could have.
If the recruits I get, if I get the ones I want, Joey, and then with what we got coming back, the nucleus we got coming back, they're going to be battling for
being on the top five.
Right.
And they want to, that I think that this could possibly be the best team we've ever had. It could be better than that team we just talked about, 87-89.
Overall, how did you feel about the season? The whole
very positive. Yeah, I was positive about it. I was disappointed, but on the whole, I would have to say I felt pretty good.
I'm disappointed that the seniors didn't have a better year for their benefit. Okay, because we still had the Drake relays that come up, and they still
shone that last tournament. So it was that last one.
But there, I feel sorry for them because now they don't have the opportunity to win a conference championship.
Yeah.
Which that will be our goal next year, of course,
right.
At the end is the winning because if you win a conference championship, you know you get invited to, don't you?
National.
No, not yet. Regionals.
Regionals, okay.
We have not ever been invited to. Right. We've been invited as an individual or a team. And we haven't, the only kid, if the kid I was telling you about, Pete Sauer, if he'd have stuck in school his last semester senior year, he would have got invited as an individual, but he just screwed up. That's another story.
He
screwed up his life for you, and he's still screwed up.
Did they write about it all at Team News at the time?
Yeah, I said, yeah, they had a story because
he quit the team and everything. And
he had a good fall, but he quit in the spring.
Hmm.
Became a bum.
Who did that?
Became a bum.
Rich? Did Rich kind of
set Subtly.
Did,
yeah. You can check.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add? I'm kind of done with this. I think as far as getting the stats from him and everything, I can get most of
it. Yeah, you get the finale. You don't have to do all the statistics. You don't have to average all that, because I don't think he has the averages out. I kind of did that. Took away some stuff at the beginning. So the averages are there. And then the years of the guys, you know, who's coming back.
Right.
You got to give you Moffitt and Andy Edwards' name. Mm-hmm. You go Moffitt and Andy Edwards. So I gave you all the games. The walk-on's name was Mike Padberg, the kid that was in here. Now, he's going to try to do it. Padberg, Mike. He's actually got 3 years of eligibility, and he came around, but you can't have a real good golf team with walk-ons. That's an old saying from the big-time coaches like Coach Holder from Oklahoma State. He doesn't have walk-ons. He got kids. The kids that go on his walk-ons could make our team. They can't make his the top 20.
Well, but they got money.
Yeah, they got a lot of money, and they got the,
they've got the reputation.
They're
training their people to be pros, golf pros, and we're still playing off field to be students and get a degree and then be I got seven assistant pros out there right now working in the field, so I think that's good for just a school like ours.
Yeah. Now, can I get maybe like Tatum Lavelli's number? One of the
two. Okay. Mark Tatum's number is 537-7309. And Marvelli is 561. That's Jason Marvelli. 561-5926.
Are they going to be practicing today this afternoon?
Well, they like to go out Oakwood, so they're not calling if they want to play. Right. So they'll be out Oakwood. Is my purpose of coaching golf is building character.
You got one right now.
Is building character. And you know what,
here he comes, Mark Tatum.
Uh-huh. This is a good sports writer here, bud.
How do you feel about the season in retrospect? How'd you feel
very
about
short.
Sure. Personalized, how do you feel you shot?
Not very good.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
You know, no golfers are satisfied.
Yeah.
I haven't said that. I was going up to college for golfing, but
okay.
No, I agree with him, though. But what I can tell you is he's got one more to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One more to go.
His most important tournament is his next tournament. And this is it. Did I finish telling you though that I'm disappointed because these kids don't get to have a chance to play the conference championship?
Yeah.
That's a bad deal.
Yeah.
Student athlete, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what you said. Can you emphasize some positive aspects of the season?
Well, I can't off the top of my head.
The aspects of your game that was pleasing for you this year?
I tell you, what was that 77 in the wind the other day was pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
In Bradley, but he was a chance to be medalist at the time.
Yeah.
He was a 36-hole. One day he played 36, and then the next day he played 18.
Right.
He just,
I'm not a very good interviewee. I'm a better interviewer.
Right. Yeah.
Good luck, Joey. That's your job.
I know it's my job. What was it about your game that you didn't like?
I just wasn't really prepared. I mean, didn't have much practice time this year because of the weather early in the year, and then later in the year, I just didn't get out.
Coach Ross mentioned you were one of the top two players on the team. That's been doing something wrong.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. What position you play numbers, once you shoot's what's important.
Saturday for this great tournament. Is it, could that be a retribution for you as far as the season is concerned?
Yeah, it could be. Hope so. It's a really good tournament.
What are you looking at as far as the tournament? How are you looking at finishing? Are you looking at a certain position? Are you looking for a certain... How are you wanting to end the season?
I just want to play really well. And whatever happens, happens.
I'm going to feel at the end of your time here with this school, being golf here, how's that going to feel when you get that last hole and you're done? How are you going to feel?
No, I think it won't matter to me. Too much other things go on.
Yeah. This is kind of a sidebar of everything else.